أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. We are still busy with Ayatul Kursi. The first part of the Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illahu. That Allah is that being who is absolute, Allah. He is there all the time. He is since ever. He will be forever. Allah was there when there was absolutely nothing else. And Allah created the creation. And Allah will be there when Allah Ta'ala will, everything will come to an end. Kullu shayin halikun illa wajha. There will be a stage again that Allah will destroy everything. It will be only Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah will reinstate and create the creation again. And then Qiyamah will come. So that great being, La ilaha illa hu. It is only Him. Everything is with Allah Ta'ala. And it is, Allah has put us in this world to recognize Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, I have not created jinn and man but to worship me. And worship, yeah, means to recognize me. And why Allah used the word worship instead of recognition? That actually it is to recognize, to know Allah, to believe in Allah. But that recognition is not accepted without ibadat of Allah. That's why Allah referred to it as liya'budun. That together with the recognition, there must be the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, there would have been many people who would say that we have recognized Allah very greatly, we are arifs, but no ibadat in their lives. That is not acceptable, that being a great arif, but no ibadat in a person's life. Then Allah explained that He is Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum, the ever-living. And not only living, but He is that living being that keeps everyone else alive. Nothing and nobody can be on their own, living on their own. Nobody has got the power to live on their own. Who Allah keeps alive, they are living. Who Allah Ta'ala keeps in good condition, they are in good condition. Who Allah does not keep in a good condition, that person can't keep himself in any good condition. So all this is for us to recognize Allah, and that when we have man arafa rabba faqad arafa nafsa. A person who has recognized Allah will know for himself that I am absolutely nothing. I can't blink an eye of my own accord. It's not in my hand. I can't lift a finger, forget making a signature. Nothing is in my hand. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is that great being who is in control of the whole world. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. نہیں پکر سکتی اس کو اونگ اور نہ نیند. And Allah is that great being that no sleepiness, drowsiness can come to Allah and no sleep can overtake Allah. Allah Ta'ala is that being, never ever does He feel tired and a bit sleepy, a bit groggy. And sleep is totally out of the question. Allah never ever sleeps, not even for 1 second. Allah Ta'ala is that being that He knows everything of every creation. Not only human being, every leaf, every ant, every stone, every moment Allah knows its condition. So such a great being, there is no question that He can sleep. So Allah Ta'ala is that great being. And sleep has been referred to as Ukhtun Maut, the sister of Maut. So there is no question of Maut coming to Allah Ta'ala or anything like Maut. Even sleep, when we are asleep, we don't know what's happening around us. We are like dead. And it's only Allah, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Allah who gives us life again. And Allah is that being who does not sleep at all, because Allah sees to the needs of everyone. If Allah was asleep, then how will He fulfill our needs? And in fact, it has been explained beautifully that Allah Ta'ala, so to say, offers ours the best are 2 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock, when everyone is asleep, those are the best office hours. It's not that Allah's office is closed at that time, or that you'll get a message on the phone that at the moment I'm not in the office, call me at 8 o'clock in the morning. Nothing like that. Allah is there all the time. And when everyone is sleeping, Allah Ta'ala is fully awake and seeing to everyone and protecting them in their sleep also. And anyone who turns to Allah and wakes up at that time, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, Allah Ta'ala is there waiting for him. And in fact, those are the best hours that a person can speak to Allah and make his connection with Allah Ta'ala. So great and so kind and so merciful is our Allah. He is so great. He doesn't feel sleepy. He doesn't feel groggy. He doesn't sleep at all. And when we think that somebody like that would be asleep, at that time he is all the time at his brightest and is ready to see to us. We just have to turn to him. We get up from our sleep middle of the night, we turn to him, and he's there for us. So great and so kind is Allah Ta'ala. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Neither does any sleepiness, grogginess overtake Allah, never does any sleep overtake Allah. So we have to recognize Allah, and when we say Allah, and we should make the dhikr of Allah, then we should realize who we are calling, who dhikr we are making. When we say Allahu Akbar for namaz, when we hear Allahu Akbar of adhan, we should really recognize who is that great being. Then we will totally become diehards for him. And that is, then we won't listen to our nafs. We won't listen to what the government's laws which are against Islam. The scientists, what they say against Islam, we won't listen to any of those things. If Allah's reality is in our heart, and for that continuous zikr in its reality, quantity also must be correct of zikr, and the quality also. If it is just an outward show, then it's better than not making zikr. But it will take very little benefit, it will take very long to have its effect. And if we make the correct zikr, then a person will turn to Allah and he will not be influenced by any condition. Even the pandemic won't make him frightened or anything. He'll know Allah is the greatest and Allah is above everything. May Allah give us the tawfiq to understand, not just read Ayatul Kursi, but to bring the reality of Allah in our lives and to make the dhikr of Allah properly all the time. Subhanallah.